Backseat Book Club, feedback number 5. Scott here with another exciting episode of Backseat Book Club Feedback. We've got some comments on Snow Crash from David, the great Mr. Chibi, or Y-Carps, or whatever he's calling himself lately. But he was nice enough to send along about a page of thoughts on Snow Crash for us, and I'm going to read them all, because David's a cool guy, unlike the last guy who sent a page of comments. Not that I'm bitter. And I'm just going to read through it all right here, without really interjecting anything. Snow Crash is a book I read 8 years ago, changed my life, and even now I can remember how much of it clearly. From hero protagonist to the wonder of the multiverse, to that creepy, upsetting preteen sex thing with Vulcan Raven and YT, or whatever at the end. Snow Crash is a book that changes with the view of time. Its crazy ideas used to be virtual worlds and hyperinflation. Now it's Second Life remaining relevant and, well, okay, I guess, economically speaking, it was pretty on task. Point is, it shaped the world. We have Google Earth, 3D computer graphics, and online avatars because some young programmers read this book at the right time. Like it was written in Sumerian, some new thoughts infected their brain. As a book, it's a mess. It comes on like The Hitchhiker's Guide to Neuromancer at the beginning, with just a little 90s Japanimation fanboy slathered on. Hero's got the hacking skills of Major Kusanagi, the bladesmanship of Ninja Scroll Dude, and the pizza of, those turtles. Radical. But the last half takes a sudden violent tone shift that sent me reeling. I read this book for the Raki Samurai hacking, buddy. Get your Sumerian boat refugees out of here. And again, the whole sex thing with YTV and Raven was super squicky, and I don't know, every time that dude showed up, man, I dialed out. It didn't help that I always pictured him like that Mongol dude from Mulan. I feel like Snow Crash is like having a conversation with Neal Stephenson at a bar. It starts off light and funny, nothing but wild stories and jokes, but then about 3 drinks in, uh-oh, here comes the conspiracy theories, that thing with religion, and oh boy, Neal buddy, lady hacker spreading her viruses with breast milk, you're never gonna get a date like that. But at the end of the day, it's important. Its ideas are immense, its style's infectious and unbeatable, and I don't think anybody who reads Snow Crash forgets it. I've made friends with men I hate by mentioning Snow Crash. I usually just skip out once the dumb fleet shows up. And that's all he wrote. And thank you for that, David. Thanks for contributing and being a pal. Feel free to send in your comments, either on the blog, email them to Tony, I don't know, email them to someone who probably is connected with the show. Put in any name at backseatproducers.com, I'm sure Tony will get it. You can also hit us up on Goodreads, or go to the website and poke the Google Talk button. It will phone you, save you some long-distance charges. Until next time.
Backseat Book Club is a Backseat production. Visit backseatproducers.com for more shows, join the discussion, and make suggestions for books on goodreads.com. Music by Kevin MacLeod.